This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
All right, so today we're diving into some excerpts, some analysis of the book of 1 Peter.
Okay.
A book of the Bible, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
And it looks like the author was really interested in, like, you know, where it kind of clashes with modern views a little bit. So this should be fun.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, this letter was originally written to early Christians who were facing some pretty intense persecution.
Oh, wow.
So you can imagine it's steeped in this whole idea of, like, hardship and resilience and...
So like a pep talk?
Yeah, a pep talk.
For folks going through it?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see how the theme of hope would be, like, front and center.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. But the analysis here, it points out, like, some instructions that, I don't know, I think they might make a few people today kind of, you know, raise an eyebrow.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the whole submit to every authority thing.
Right.
What's that all about?
Yeah. So in 1 Peter 2.13.17, it talks about submitting to all sorts of authority, emperors, governors, like, you name it.
Yeah.
Back then, you know, you could see how that would be a way to ensure the survival of, you know, a pretty vulnerable community.
Yeah.
But today it's like,
yeah,
does that still apply?
Right.
Like, are we supposed to just blindly follow even when we disagree?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a point where, like, you have to stand up and challenge systems that are unjust?
Yeah.
It's tough.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
And then it gets even more complicated when we look at how the author talks about, like, slavery.
Right.
Like in 1 Peter 2.18.20, it actually tells slaves to obey their masters.
Right.
Even the cruel ones.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
It's hard to even fathom that today. I mean, talk about a clash with modern thinking. Like,
yeah,
it's a stark reminder of just how far we've come in terms of our ethical framework.
Yeah.
You know, you read that passage today and it's like, it wouldn't fly.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't.
Yeah.
It forces us to confront this massive gap between, you know,
right,
ancient perspectives and our understanding of human rights.
Makes you wonder how we should even, like, approach these ancient texts, you know?
Exactly.
When they just seem so out of sync
with
our values.
Absolutely.
So
it's a challenge.
Yeah. Let's shift gears a little bit to another, I guess, heavy topic, suffering.
Okay.
The analysis, it points out that 1 Peter 4.1-19, it kind of presents suffering as, like, a divine test, like almost a way to become, you know, more Christ-like.
You know, it's interesting because...
Didn't he suffer?
He did.
Quite a bit, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's such a powerful image, and it's something that has resonated, you know, for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
But it does bring up some difficult questions. Like,
yeah,
if suffering is meant to kind of refine us...
You know, make us better.
Yeah.
How do we reconcile that with, you know, the reality of trauma and mental health challenges?
Mm-hmm.
Can a spiritual interpretation of suffering coexist with a psychological one?
That's a big question.
It's a huge question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes suffering just feels like suffering.
That's,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
The author also points out this kind of contradiction that pops up. Like, on the one hand, you know, 1 Peter's all about, like, humility and service.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, there's also this promise of, like, eternal glory.
Right.
And honor, you know, as a reward.
Eternal reward.
Yeah, that's in 1 Peter 5.4, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
If anyone's following along.
Right, right.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a fascinating paradox.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It really makes you think about, like, motivations.
Like, if our good deeds, if they're driven by, like, this desire for, you know, heavenly rewards,
right,
are they really selfless?
Mm.
Or is there a way to kind of reconcile, like, what we do here on earth with, you know, the big picture, that promise of, you know, internal recognition?
Like, is it almost like the text is struggling with this tension of, like,
I think so,
living a good life now
versus,
like, focusing on the ultimate reward.
It's a constant tension.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we all wrestle with.
It's a very human thing.
Very human.
So after diving into all of this, like, what's the author's take?
Well, you know, the author really emphasizes the importance of context.
Okay.
You know, we have to remember these words were written
right
in a very specific time and place,
mm-hmm.
addressing, you know, specific challenges they were facing.
Right.
That doesn't mean we can't learn from them, but we should approach them with, you know,
with nuance,
a critical eye,
yeah.
and a willingness to wrestle with those parts that feel mm-hmm. jarring to yeah. our modern sensibilities.
So it's not about like just dismissing it.
Right.
It's about really like
engaging with it.
Yeah, engaging with it thoughtfully.
Thoughtfully.
Even when, or maybe especially when, it challenges us.
Exactly. I think that's the key. It's yes. easy to just read something and be like, oh, I don't agree with that, moving on.
Right.
But the real work comes when you sit with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think about, okay, why does this make me uncomfortable? Mm. What is it about my, you know, modern worldview that clashes with this?
Right.
And can I find anything of value?
Yeah.
Even in this ancient text that, you know, might seem outdated.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I think it's so easy to kind of
yeah.
shy away from the things that make us uncomfortable. But I think there's a lot of growth that can happen.
That's where the growth is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
When you really, really lean into those moments of friction.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. How do we honor tradition
mm-hmm.
while also acknowledging, you know, the progress that we've made in
right.
terms of ethics,
hmm.
our understanding of, you know, the human experience.
The human condition.
Yeah. I mean, that's the million-dollar question.
That's it.
And it's not just about First Peter.
Right.
This is something that we need to be asking ourselves
constantly. Yeah.
As we navigate this complex world that we live in.
Could not agree more.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
It is a journey.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Not a destination.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate you sharing your insights on this fascinating analysis.
It's been great, yeah.
Of First Peter.
Absolutely.
And to our listeners, thank you, as always, for tuning in.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll catch you next time for another deep dive into, you know,
Why?
The world of ideas.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.